Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Yes, you guessed it. Another scintillating episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Well, let's get right to it, shall we? Today's topic, Chris Christie, the GOP, the fat GOP governor of New Jersey, jumps into the 2016 GOP race for president. Ooh, wow. Another big yawn. All right, let's get right to it, shall we? Well, we now have 11 potential GOP 2016 presidential candidates, with the latest announced entry of the fat man himself, GOP Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. Well, that makes us only one short of a baker's dozen. Michelle Bachmann, can you help us out, honey? Jehovah would wish this. Well, you know, they love you in Iowa. That's your home state, for God's sakes. Well, let's get back to Chris. The fat man of New Jersey. He closed the George Washington Bridge in August of 2013 for 4 days. And think what he can do in Washington in his first 4 months. I can eat the federal debt out of existence, or I can run it up with an enormous White House food and drink bill. But personally, I'm into closing bridges, like the 14th Street Bridge, Washington, D.C. That's right up my alley. Or there's Rand Paul, a part-time plagiarist and a full-time libertarian from Kentucky. I think we should do away with virtually 90% of government. That's why I'm running, so I can do a controlled demolition on government. That'll make 9/11 look like a raindrop. How about Ted Cruz, the demagogue, or Reverend Billy Sunday, or the rainmaker? We need to get back to our real freedoms and liberties, the freedom to be stupid, the liberty to run amok. If I have to, I'll shut government down like a decommissioned gasoline station, and you guys can just line up around the block and wait in your car for gas until I decide to recommission it back into service. Total dick. But I'm in this thing for self-promotion, folks. Hey, I'm good at this. I'm lining up book deals and speaking engagements for the next 25 years, for Christ's sake. Can you blame me? Then there's Ben Carson. Yes, he's a doctor, an orthopedist. Gays choose their choice. A few weeks on a dude ranch in West Texas would shake them out of their habits. Maybe, just like Joni Ernst, the newly elected GOP senator from Iowa, who while working on her family's farm castrated cows. That's what gays need to do. They could spend their ranch time deballing steers like Joni. That'll break them out of their habits. Or there's Jeb Bush. He's Hispanic. It says so on his 2009 voter registration form. In reality, his wife, Columba, is Mexican. So maybe Jeb wants to be Mexican in his heart so bad that he perpetrated out-and-out fraud on his own voter registration form in 2009. Well, there's Marco Rubio from Florida, the senator from Florida. On immigration, you would think that would be his natural issue. No, it has to stop with my group. The goddamn Tea Party won't let me alone on this issue. They hate brown people. So I like my charmed life, and so, even though I'm one myself, a direct product of immigration, immigrants be damned. And then there's perennial wackadoo Rick Santorum, Mr. Frothy. Gays are evil. They'll all rot in hell, and there's nothing wrong with, quote, man on dog, unquote. Of course, we like to call him Frothy. Santorum, do a little Google on that one. He gets so worked up, he literally shoots out spittle while preaching out hellfire and brimstone. And then the GOP governor and the union breaker, ball buster of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, who talks out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. This damn Iran nuclear deal will only hurt Israel. It's making Saudi Arabia and Iraq so nervous they'll be going after their own nukes. So all you got to do is just stamp out this damn Iran deal from Obama, because I know better. I know geography, and I know Iran is somewhere in the southeast of Asia. Then we come to Donald Trump. I'm running for president, but I'm also trying to promote my own line of hair products, as well as peddle in billionaire bigotry against people of color and people who simply don't look like me. How about Carly Fiorina, the former Hewlett-Packard fiasco of a CEO? Almost ran them into the ground. Well, the nation is like a big spreadsheet. We'll just decide who needs to be fired or who needs to be let go. Well, you did a number on HP over a decade ago. You fired thousands. Damn near went that one right, flushed right down the toilet, Carly. After all, that's what made Meg Whitman so successful, right? We can just fire people by the thousands. Last but not least, Rick Perry, the dodo brain GOP governor from Texas. Well, when I'm president, my first act will be an executive order seceding Texas from the United States. I'll then resign as president and become president of Texas. Then we'll charge tolls for folks driving from Louisiana through Texas to New Mexico. Ha, ha, ha. Well, there you have it, folks. We've got the best, the stellar, the cream of the crop. Who could ask for more? All we need is to throw in Mitt Romney to make it a baker's dozen, and Michelle Bachmann would make it an evil 13. Frankly, the Republicans have about as much chance of winning back the White House in 2016 as the snowball does in hell. But like I say, there's always tomorrow, like in the Gone with the Wind or Whistling Past the Graveyard. That's it for tonight's broadcast. This is the old Knight Rider, rounding third, heading from home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.